Who is the Son of Man of whom Jesus so often speaks? In my mind, it always whirls around visions of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7, apocalyptic Daniel's dream, and he is told by the angel when it's all over, the dream is a vision of the eschaton at the end of time when God's kingdom is established under the reign of God's regent. In his vision, Daniel encounters God, the Ancient of Days, and then his dream, which has become Bible prophecy for us. The Word of God introduces that region whom he calls Kabar Enosh. Kabar Enosh. Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. I saw in the night visions, and behold, Kabar Enosh, one like the Son of Man, came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Now, whether because the music and the words are so majestic, or emotionally because of powerful and beloved memories within me, I am not sure, but a lifelong favorite among my hymns is one we call St. Patrick's or St. Patrick's Breastplate. And in our hymnal, it's number 370. It's a hymn of the Holy Trinity. Listen, I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three. I bind this day to me forever by power of faith, Christ's incarnation, his baptism in the Jordan River, his death on cross for my salvation. And down the line, there's a verse especially and most powerfully for me, perhaps because of youthful memories of singing it lustily while looking out over white sand and across the sea beyond the horizon into my own unknown. The verse, as a youth, a child, speaking as a child, understanding as a child, thinking as a child, before years and decades and half centuries of living through what life and love and the world and time do to us, this verse. I bind unto myself this day the virtues of the starlit heaven, the glorious sun's life-giving ray, the whiteness of the moon at even, the flashing of the lightning free, the whirling wind's tempestuous shocks, the stable earth, the deep salt sea around the old eternal rocks. That powerful conversion hymn that I sang in my youth when it seemed that life and love could not but go on forever. And to celebrate the most moving observances of Trinity Sunday, and especially for me at my ordination as priest among people who loved me so dearly that the Holy Spirit spoke powerfully to me through them, music so moving and magnificent, powerful words from Ireland that are said to have come from St. Patrick himself. The hymn is to me the essence of eternity as God the Father anoints the Son of Man and sends him forth his dominion, an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, one that shall not be destroyed. That is eternity. That is eternity. And eternity is a theological notion beyond space and time that has neither beginning nor end. Eschaton, the end of time, whether my time or your time or all time, has no meaning, no force, no power in or over eternity. The deep salt sea around the old eternal rocks. Earth abides. Notwithstanding the road that we take, earth abides, but I find that it does not. This week I did something that emotionally struck me down. I gave away my telescope. I gave away my beloved telescope. I would not have sold it, but a friend suggested I offer it to the Junior Museum, the Science and Discovery Center. I had taken my grandchildren there many times when they were little, and also to the Junior Museum in Tallahassee, especially Nicholas and Kristen. And so this week, after putting it off, after delaying for weeks, I loaded it into my car, and I took it to the Junior Museum, and they were delighted to have it. It was part of me. It's been part of my life since 1964, and I will tell you that driving away from it was emotional trauma for me. Genesis 1, the creation story that we all know, Genesis 1 is only words on a page, but God's creation is real, and you can look at it and touch part of it, and you can gaze and wonder. And I discovered creation with my telescope. Roamed the universe, went to the moon, circled Saturn with its rings. Watched in trance the moons of Jupiter as they move along their straight line plane on a flat disk that is actually a circular orbit around that giant planet. And I remember that one clear, cold, pitch black night half a century ago, after some research about when and where to look, I found the planet Neptune, a tiny green disk so far away in the eastern sky that it was too dim for the naked eye. It was mine. My children and my grandchildren used my beloved telescope for science projects over the years. Looking as Eucharistic prayer C says that galaxies and stars beyond this fragile earth, our island home, I realize that eternity is beyond human knowing. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over churning chaos. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. It's a puzzle. There's a puzzle in that. And in that conundrum, if it bothers me, pointing out sagely, wisely, supposedly, as Bible sophomores are wont to do, that the P writer of Genesis 1 has God creating light before creating the sun and the moon and the stars, if that bothers me, then as J.B. Phillips wrote, your God is too small. Because when God speaks, light bursts forth, light and life, being, essence. And then somewhere untold eons beyond the word come the sun and the moon and the stars, the stable earth, the deep salt sea, and the old eternal rocks. But I have looked and I've seen the great immensity. I have peered into the heavens by telescope and I have seen that the rocks are not eternal, and neither am I, and neither are you. I am dust, and to dust shall I return. I am waiting for Godot. In some absurdist theater of time and space, I am Estragon waiting for Godot, the Lord God of my fathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ. With those who love Jesus, I'm waiting for my own eschaton and the coming of the Son of Man and the glory of his Father with the holy angels.